response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Yeah, the Bulletin Blitz. Happy hump day, everybody. It is Wednesday. More importantly, it is May 14th, 2025. The Bulletin Blitz, only on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. Bart, let's start here because Jaylen Brown and Derek White looked unstoppable, combining for 60 points. Boston gets a Game 5 win. More importantly for them, they get to stave off elimination for one more night. The final of 127-102, Celtics over the Knicks. Let's hear from both coaches. Here's Joe Mazzulla first, saying the Celtics did their job tonight, and right after that, courtesy of MSG, Tom Thibodeau on what disappointed him most about the Game 5 loss.
We did what was necessary to do what we needed to do to get back to New York, so made winning plays on both ends of the floor. Each guy, everybody in that locker room has another layer that they can get to, and, they did that as the game went on, and we just have to continue to do that. But it's a credit to the guys in the locker room. You get another shot to play.
Yeah, we didn't play for 48 minutes, and the start of the second quarter, we didn't play well. We had a lead. Didn't play tough with the lead. Came out to start the third. Didn't play well there. You can't afford to do that.
So Boston gets the win, which, yeah, they overcame adversity and were able to win without Jason Tatum. I see a lot of people forgetting that even without Tatum, Boston's still a good team. I mean, without Jason Tatum next year, what are the Celtics going to finish? Who's going to finish above them? The Cavs? Sure. The Knicks? Yeah. The Pacers? Oh, yeah. The Bucks? Detroit? The Magic? The Heat? The Hawks? This is still a top four team in the East. I see a lot of people right now praising the Celtics for what they were. They're at home. They're knocking down threes. They were always going to win this game. I'm going to say this now, and then I'm going to reiterate it when we get picked up in Boston later tonight. And also, as we're adding affiliates throughout the night here on the Infinity Sports Network, but also, if you have somebody that you know in Boston, or you're listening and you're in Boston, I need a message to get from me to Sean Grindy, their play-by-play guy, because I was listening to the game, as I do, in the car, and what the feed that I get is the home crowd feed. So this idiot, the Boston play-by-play guy, they're talking about this game, and he goes at one point, boy, Jaylen Brown is 8 minutes and 28 seconds away from cementing another chip in his legacy building. What? 8 minutes and 28 seconds away from going down 3-2 in a series? When we talk about Jaylen Brown going into the Hall of Fame, are we going to mention, oh, remember that time he got him down from 3-1 to 3-2? It's just the stupidest. I am agitated. I really am. I'm just so stupid. Whoops. I'm just so tired of hearing people say the dumbest things ever, and it just being like, I need to call this stuff out more. This is what I wake up and think about at night. I need to be more of a jerk to people who are stupid. And I'm gonna start doing that based on Sean Grandy. Does that sound fair?
Or as I call him, Sean Grande. Looks like we're not getting him on a show anytime soon, but it does remind me of that Chris Paul.
Well, no,
meme.
I asked somebody what his name was, and he said Grandy.
No, it is Grandy, but you know, it's, you know, spelled Grande, which is...
Oh, no, don't get him on. You can't get him on. I don't want him on the show.
Well, yeah, thanks. Less work for me. But it does. It did, because I actually
want him to know that I don't want him on the show.
All right, I'll send him a message.
Thank you.
It did remind me of that Chris Paul meme where it's like he hits a huge three to cut the lead down to 42. Like, who cares? Big performance. You're still down 3-2 in the series. So
yeah, I don't want you to book stupid people on the show.
Oh, well, there goes my entire Rolodex. Let's go to the Western Semi-Conference Finals in Denver and Oklahoma City. The Thunder closed out the game strong. They beat the Nuggets 112-105 last night. SGA paced the team with 31 points. We know all this stuff already. But what's the Nuggets' confidence level going into Game 6? Well, here's Nikola Jokic asking just that.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to go and just give it to take them Game 6. I mean, we are playing in front of our crowds. I think only the second game was kind of a blowout, and every other game was kind of interesting game. We were there, so I think we have a chance, and we will play our best.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
They just have run out of steam, I think. And I don't think they have run out of steam yet, but I think game by game they are running out of steam. And Jokic is doing everything that he can. Yesterday he had 44 points, 15 boards. Typically on a night like that, he'll have 11 or 12 assists, but the other guys aren't scoring. Jamal Murray, 3 for 13 from 3. Michael Porter Jr. can't shoot right now. Aaron Gordon was a little off. Russell Westbrook is an adventure. So he is just not getting the kind of help that he needs. And he doesn't need that much help. He just needs you to play somewhat capable, and the Nuggets aren't doing that, and they're specifically not doing that in the fourth quarter of these last couple of games.
Oh, let's switch gears here. Let's get a little NFL in here. Dak Prescott, he appeared on 96.7 The Ticket in Dallas. And, a couple of acquisitions, but most notably was the trade after the draft that the Cowboys were able to swing. They were able to acquire wide receiver George Pickens, and Dak said, said he was excited to have him.
Yeah, we've connected, and I'm excited. I mean, you turn on the tape and you see a guy that can catch the football. You put the football anywhere in his vicinity, very strong hands, more than a 50-50 catcher. He thinks it's his ball when it's in the air, and I'm excited for him. I know that we need some help in that position. I know CD needs some help, and I think when you have a guy like that, and I heard George said, it's hard to double-team two guys. And then when you've got other guys, whether it be Ferg, Jalen Tolbert, Mingo, guys who have had reps and know how to get open in the league, I think we're putting together a nice group of weapons.
Boy, a lot of us expect this to fail, right? A lot of us expect this not to go well. Mike Tomlin moves on from wide receivers. When he does, they usually don't find success elsewhere. George Pickens is in an opportunity where he is set up for success. I'm still not sure why the Cowboys aren't further extending him. I think that just having this be a one-year thing is interesting. Do they need to prove it? You got to prove it here before we extend you? I think a guy like this, you know, to know that you're wanted might help, but it's all going to come down to how they do on the field, and they're going to need to have success for this to work. It's not going to be something that they can negotiate through failure. And then if he has success, I think CeeDee Lamb is the kind of guy that's going to be cool with that. But, you know, these number one receivers, they get a little agitated when they're not bringing in 8-9 balls a game. So I think a lot of us expect it to fail. For that reason, I want to say I don't think it will fail, well, knowing all the well that it will fail.
I really want it to fail as a Giants fan because the schedule came out today. And, man, that schedule is brutal. I actually think the Steelers... this might be the rare mishap that they have. I think Pickens is going to ball out in Dallas, but I hope I'm wrong. All right, let's get one more in here. Let's go to Chicago, where Caleb Williams is hoping that his offense, and more specifically his production, is far improved with Ben Johnson as the coach. They got some new weapons. Luther Burden they drafted, as well as their first pick overall, Colston Loveland, they got at the tight end position. Here's Colston Loveland speaking about his new quarterback.
He was just like, super excited to have you here. We're gonna get on your butt. Coach Johnson's gonna be hard on you. We're gonna be hard on you, which is winning one of any other way. But he just said, we're super excited. I'll show you around when you get out here. Looking forward to winning games.
We're gonna see the Chicago Bears take on the Minnesota Vikings in week one. So a division opponent that Ben Johnson is going to be familiar with. That will be in primetime Monday night in Chicago. A nice debut for the head coach.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.